not even so much for, hey, this is what you should or shouldn't do. This is what you need to do. You need to ask these questions because it's like going to a doctor. It might seem that it's not a big deal, but you spend a majority of the time in your car, traveling to work, traveling home. And just like a medical doctor, you want to be asking those questions to protect yourself. And having that conversation with your insurance adjuster or your insurance agent, they're going to know these things and they're educated. And if they're not, run the other way.
Welcome back to the Injury Pros Podcast, Rapid Fire Edition, where we focus on one burning question. Today we are talking trash, literally, with a question we commonly hear from clients in many different forms. Is my auto insurance policy trash? So here to break it down with me is attorney Stephen DeVonis. Stephen focuses on personal injury litigation at Cordes Consale, but he also brings an interesting perspective having started his career in the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. Welcome, Stephen. How are we doing?
Doing well. We are doing well. A lot of bright things on the horizon live here from our new podcast room. So excited for this. We are excited.
All right. So let's just start with the big picture, Stephen. Obviously, the question is about auto insurance policies, why some may not be what people expect. They really don't know what they're getting into. Would you say that most auto insurance policies are, in fact, trash?
I want to make sure this mic is on for this. If it's limited tour, it's trash. So majority of the people in the tri-state area, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and even New York, I'll include, probably have some sort of limited tour or verbal threshold, which makes it trash. So what makes it trash? Well, it's limited tour. Limited tour is basically, in simplest terms, a barrier for you getting non-economic damages that you deserve when you're involved in a motor vehicle crash in exchange for you saving some moolah. So is it worth it to save the moolah? No, especially not in the situations that we see time and time again here at Cordes Consale.
Okay, so let's assume, Stephen, that in a lot of cases, the reason some of these auto insurance policies are limited is they cost less. Psychological consumers, they want to spend less money. The marketing from the insurance companies is typically how you can save more money, how you can get the cheapest policy possible. So let's flip this around. Let's turn it on its head. Let's assume you have an unlimited budget for your auto insurance, right? You're not worried about cost. List a couple things that you want to make sure are in that policy when you meet with your insurance company.
Out of the gate, full tort. Full tort is, bar none, the most important thing that you want to make sure is in your policy. And that's to avoid the headache and the crap and the trash that your own insurance company or the third party, the person who hit you, might be spewing at you when you're involved and you actually have to use your policy. Number two would be uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage. In its simplest form, it sounds like it is. Underinsured is that the person who hit you doesn't have enough money to cover your injuries. You get a herniation or you need injections and they only have $15,000, you're going to want that underinsured motorist so you can bring a first-party claim against your insurance. And uninsured sounds just like it is. When the person who hits you hit and run, we see this a lot in Philadelphia County, especially when I believe it's up to 4 out of 10 people aren't insured. It is the Wild West out there. If they don't have insurance, you can still bring a claim against your insurance policy through first-party under uninsured motors. Those are the two that I would start off with. And then if you want to get cheeky and you want to make things interesting, stack them. And what does stacking mean? Well, stacking is that you get the benefit of your first party limits, and limits go from the minimum policy in the Commonwealth at $15,000, and it goes up to usually typically from a non-commercial standpoint, we see $250,000. I would stack those bad boys with how many cars you have. So if basic math, I was an English major, so stick with me, please. If you have two vehicles and you have stacking initiated on your policy, you would get the benefit of possibly recovering up to $500,000 if you are in a motor vehicle crash and your injuries and the severity of it warrant that recovery. So those are right off the bat, the three heavy hitters: full tort, uninsured, underinsured, and stacking. And spice it up a little bit. I think Salt Bay still is relevant here. If you want to even take it a step further, get Erie. And for my friends and family out there and people listening, Erie is the one of the only insurance companies that I can drive from Pennsylvania into New Jersey and not have to worry about my tort status, a full tort, being reduced to limited tort. It is all these cheeky words that I'm sure attorneys out there deem or statute. You're getting reduced to the verbal threshold. Keep it simple. Go to Erie. And I do not, and I'm not sponsored by Erie. I just have Erie. And it's one less headache that you have to worry with, especially when I have friends and family that still live in the Garden State and we're in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So it's a beautiful thing to have those things. And it's not a headache by any means when we're involved with these cases. You don't have to worry about those limitations on the lawsuit. You don't have to worry if you're going to have the funding and backing when you're severely injured. And when money isn't a thing, that's what I would do personally.
Steven, so one thing you just pointed out, which I think is interesting that I think a lot of people don't realize, is you're not only impacted by your own insurance if you're in an accident and injured in that accident, you're also impacted by the insurance or lack of insurance other people have. So one of the things you just pointed out, underinsured, uninsured, one of the things statistically that people probably don't realize, which is frightening, is how many people, you referenced the Philadelphia area specifically, which is where we are, but probably around the country, just literally do not have auto insurance whether they're out there driving their cars.
My father used to say is, don't rely on other people. And when you have the ability to protect yourself and do just that, not rely that somebody has a $1 million policy or 250 or even 100,000, and you can take the proactive steps to protect you, your family, and your loved ones by signing up for a first party benefit with uninsured, underinsured, you feel a little bit more secure out in the world, especially when it's that Wild West motto going on in Philadelphia County and other surrounding ones as well. If you have the opportunity and you have the means to do it, you don't have to maybe jump for the sky and go for 250 and beyond. Start small. 15,000 stacked adds up if you have two or three vehicles. And it's just that little bit more, okay, I feel secure. I can drive here. I don't have to worry. It's the stressors that are put on you from the outset of a motor vehicle crash in and of itself aren't worth it when you could avoid that by getting the underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage off the bat.
Yeah, wonderful. I mean, so this is great advice. I think what people really need to think about is, okay, next time you speak with your insurance provider, your agent, whoever it is, go back and make sure you're hitting some of these key factors in your policy. And, you know, Stephen, as far as cost, and that might be what the biggest detriment is to some people, how expensive are these differences in your policies? Is it a matter of a few dollars a month, or is it a matter of 100? Like, what are we talking?
If you start small, like I tell most people, go full tort. The underinsured, uninsured motorist is one of those things that you would love to have, but you have to have car insurance anyway, so why not just get the full tort? And if someone, God forbid, gets into a crash that's their fault, you at least don't have to worry about being thrown through the hoops or drugged through the mud. That little difference there may add a few dollars to your policy every month, your premium. But it's worth it, especially when these insurance companies nowadays are allowing you to pay every 3 months, or you're bundling it together with your home insurance and everything else. You start to save some money off that. Then if you feeling a little bit extra and you have some availability within your funds, add the uninsured, underinsured motorist. That's going to be a little bit more. But again, it's also a sliding scale on the policy. Always start small. It's better to have 15, 30 than to have nothing at all. And in hindsight, is always 2020. You're looking back wishing that you did that and you didn't. Yeah. So definitely start small with the full tort and then add on to it from there. The biggest thing at the end of the day is that you want to have the conversation with an adjuster, that being your insurance adjuster that is selling you this premium. And you want to say, hey, this is what my concerns are and this is what I'm looking for. They have all these deals there. They can wheel and deal and they can take stuff off, because a lot of people have stuff on their policy that they don't even need. For example, if you're driving a 15-year-old car, you don't need a new car policy because you're not going to get that value anyway. And that little bit, you start to chip away. And they have all these things for mirrors and windows. If you take that and subtract it with a full tort, you're probably breaking even. So advocate for yourself. My wife says it best. If you're not going to advocate for yourself, no one else is going to do it for you.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but it starts with education. And these aren't things that you are expected to know. You go to high school and you... on a little bit of a rant here, but you learn how to write a check in an envelope. That's because you're seeking it out and you're learning it. But if no one's telling you that, You don't know this information until it's too late. And you're on the flip side, in an accident, in a crash, you're hurt and you have no means of recovery because you weren't informed. So that's why we're out here more so just advocating. It's not even so much for, hey, this is what you should or shouldn't do. This is what you need to do. You need to ask these questions because it's like going to a doctor. It might seem that it's not a big deal, but you spend a majority of the time in your car, traveling to work, traveling home. And just like a medical doctor, you want to be asking those questions to protect yourself. And having that conversation with your insurance adjuster or your insurance agent, they're going to know these things and they're educated. And if they're not, run the other way because you need someone who's going to advocate and help you as well. Just similar to us at Cardisco and Sale, we're going to advocate for you and your rights. You got to do it too. And you got to have people on your side that are going to do it because if you don't advocate for yourself, who is?
All right. So real quick, finish this off. I want you to give me the 30-second speech. I'm pulling up my Dex page today, my declaration page, a page that breaks down basically key elements of your insurance coverage. I'm going to go and call my agent today. What are the three questions I should ask about my policy?
What is my current tort status? A lot of people don't know what their actual tort status is. They believe they're full tort and they're actually not. They're actually limited tort because for whatever reason, there was something in the telephone game of communication that left them in limited tort. Second, how can I get underinsured, uninsured? What would be the pricing of that? And ultimately, the last one being, is stacking available for this particular entity or insurance company? And if so, how much is it? Do not, I repeat, do not get stacking when you only have one vehicle. There's nothing to stack on top of. So that's the biggest thing. Remember that. Stacking is more than one. I was an English major, but math-wise, it takes more than one to stack above.
All right, you heard it right here from the expert. Key thing to do is make sure you understand your policy, know what's in your policy, look at it today, take it out, call your agent if you're not sure. If you do have more questions, you want a free review, you can reach out to injurypros.com, reach out to us, reach out to Cardisco and Sale, Steven at his firm. They'll look at your deck page real quick, give you a once-over, make sure that all the things that are in there make sense for you, answer questions you may have, happy to help. Steven, thanks for joining us again today. If you have more questions about injuries, tips, things you should know about car accidents, go to injurypros.com. You can listen to some of our podcast episodes or get more of our videos there. Thank you.